Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 16th of June, 2025. I want to talk today about whether or not your MSP comes across as legitimate, or as we'd say here in the UK, legit. I'm not sure if that's a term wherever you are in the world. But what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that when someone's looking at your website, or they're looking at any kind of marketing materials that you've got in front of them, does it instantly give them a feeling? And by a feeling, I do mean literally an inside, not a brain thought, but a feeling inside that you can be trusted and that you are the people that they've been looking for. Because I don't know how you find it, but I've certainly found in the 20 years that I've been in business that you have to work really hard. In fact, I would say today you have to work harder than ever to win the trust of people. And we are so familiar with our own marketing, with our own business, with our people, with our processes, with our systems, with our ways of doing things, that we forget that the people, well, it's very easy for us to forget, that the people who are going to buy from us today, tomorrow, the day after, those people are coming at our business cold. They are literally Googling something, seeing us, and then they are judging us based on what they see on the website or what they see in anything else that they find. And it is so easy to forget this. You have to constantly remind yourself. So when I ask a question like, does your MSP come across as legit, as legitimate? Are you doing absolutely everything in your power to persuade people at the moment that they find you that you are a legitimate player, that you can be trusted and they should explore a potential relationship with you, aka they should book a call with you, they should join your email list, they should meet with you in some way. So what are some of the tools that we've got for this? I mean, a lot of them we talk about within the MSP Marketing Edge. Obviously, having a great website is your main tool. And that website should very much be based around personalities. It should be based around people. It should be based around you being an authority. A couple of weeks ago, I recommended you get a book called Endless Customers by Marcus Sheridan. Get that book. It's an amazing book. Implement everything in that book for your website and your general marketing theme. There's another book I've recommended to you before called Story Brand. I can't remember the exact title of the book, but if you just go and Google Story Brand, again, get that book, implement what's in that book. All of these things, they help to make your website and your marketing feel more authentic, that you can be trusted, that you're an authority. But it's not just that. It's also things like social proof. Social proof are testimonials, reviews, case studies. You should be endlessly collecting them and getting them onto your website and making sure that people see them. Because social proof talks to someone at a very base level. It talks to us at our reptile brain level, our caveman brain level. It says, hey, here are lots of other people just like you, and they use this MSP. Therefore, this MSP is safe. It's a lot safer for you to use them because all of these other people use them. Does that make sense? There's even more. If I was to Google your MSP and not just look at the first page of results that comes up, but go on to page 2, 3, 4, 5, what would I find? What are some of the things out there that might make me doubt your MSP? I was looking at a prospective vendor the other day, not in the channel, outside of the channel. And I looked actually at their business, and I did this. I looked at sort of pages 3, 4, and I found some, not negative stuff, but some criticism in a forum. And actually that was good because that helped me get an overall picture of this vendor, what they were good at, what they were not so good at. And I was able to tackle it within the sales call. But it was really interesting because the guy I was speaking to said, I was the first person to bring that up in about 3 years. And I said, well, it's out there and there's no response from you to that criticism on that forum. You need to go and do something about it. It's fascinating what people will find. The other thing to look at, of course, is what does ChatGPT say about your MSP? If you ask it, tell me about insert your business name, or could you find me the top 3 or 4 IT service providers in your area? What is ChatGPT going to recommend? This is a process called GEO, Generative Engine Optimization, where you make sure on your website and in other sites, and especially in reviews, you give the AI tools the necessary information for them to recommend you in relevant searches. So it's a big question to ask. What can you do? What more can you do to make sure that your MSP always comes across as legitimate? Now, I'm happy to answer this question, of course, in our members-only Facebook group, or of course, you can always email us anytime, hello@mspmarketingedge.com, if there's something that we could do to help you come across as more legitimate. Just a reminder that you had some new content out last Tuesday on the 10th of June. 10th of every month, we release new content, so that's there in the portal now, and that is actually new content for July. No, it wasn't. It was July's content that comes out on the 10th of June. And also, just a reminder about our marketing clinics. We normally do them every Tuesday or Thursday. I'm actually not here this week. This is a pre-recorded meet. Well, these are always pre-recorded, but there's no clinic this week. The next one will be next Tuesday, which is the 24th of June. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.